Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You've said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. This is Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good as always, man. The icon's in the building. Hey, one thing about it is that the show we're going to do today, I'm so excited about it because of the playoffs. The playoffs are geared up. And, you know, after the Buccaneers spanked Philly, and then the Bills just ran rapid over the Steelers. What we're going to talk about today is really cool.
Yeah, it's a great time to be a sports fan. The NFL playoffs, one of the most fun times you can have as a sports fan. And this year, it's been interesting. We're going to talk about that, so stick around for the show. But there's a lot going down outside of just the playoffs. There's head coaches that are have started to take meetings. One of the guys that a lot of people were talking about initially, it looks like he may stay in place, which comes as a surprise. And it's going to be an interesting offseason for the NFL as well. We're going to talk to NFL draft. We're going to talk coaching moves. We're going to talk the upcoming playoff games. It's going to be a fun show, Eddie.
Well, I'm excited about it because, you know, when you got the Chiefs on the road against the Bills and you got the Bucs, man, I mean, look at Baker Mayfield the other night. I mean, he just did a great job.
Baker Bacon. And, he was Bacon.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. He did it to the Eagles. I mean, the Eagles, you know, the old saying, it's hard to soar like an eagle when you're flying with buzzards. Well, their whole team looked like a bunch of buzzards.
Yeah.
And they played like it.
If you'd been paying attention to the Eagles coming into the playoffs, you knew that their defense was going to be a problem, and boy was it. I think you could have rolled out the second team of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they could have made better tackles than the starters for the Eagles did.
Well, it was sad. I mean, you know, they just ran down the field. Once they caught the ball, the cornerbacks were scared to tackle.
All right, we'll be right back after this. Stick around on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Hey, jabronis. Mouthing Off will return.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the Spicy Deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Oil and gas companies are constantly adapting to a rapidly changing landscape. IBM's Institute for Business Value surveyed 2,000 executives in 25 countries for the Digital Energy Company of the Future study. What they learned is that price volatility, aging infrastructure, and more are in a balancing act with increased customer expectations and disrupted ecosystems. Phil Spring, IBM Consulting Energy and Resources Leader.
For these companies, this is about transitioning to a future of low-carbon energy and products, but it is also about value and profit as well as purpose. So of the companies that we surveyed, what we refer to as visionary vanguards, they are taking transformative action. They're using digital technologies and data, and they're integrating sustainability into their investment cases to help transform to the digital energy company of the future.
If oil and gas companies stay focused on implementing data-based decision-making, embedding AI and automation in the business, and aligning sustainability goals with digital transformation, they will be on their way to becoming the digital energy companies of the future. To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's hear what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is...
Oh, what is that?
That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Eddie Mansfield and Jeff Taylor. As I said before, Eddie, we were going to talk NFL coaching carousel. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, Belichick, he's the guy. Who's going to pluck him? The Falcons, are they going to soar? Or the Cowboys going to finally get a saddle and put a true legend in the saddle?
The last time they had, the last time they had great success, they had a legend in the saddle with Jimmy Johnson. And, you know, there was, as there was at the University of Miami, there was some trickle over effect for that, those Cowboys teams after he left, and they were somewhat successful. But we went through the whole era of Tony Romo where the Cowboys couldn't get over the hump. And now we're in the era of Dak Prescott. And we both agreed about it last week. Dak's not the guy. He's not going to win you a Super Bowl. And if they
he can't get you past it. He can't even get you in the final round of the playoff.
And if you think about it too, another interesting game that was played was the Detroit Lions and the...
Oh, that's my boys.
And Stafford and Goff facing off against each other after Stafford won a Super Bowl with the Rams, and Goff gets it.
Yep.
The Detroit Lions break the longest streak, which now makes the Miami Dolphins have the longest streak with not winning a playoff game now. And they had an opportunity with a really good team this year, but turns out Patrick Mahomes is still a guy who can win games. And he chose the right time to start showing that, because in the beginning of this season, it looked like the Mahomes era might be coming to a close. He didn't look like the same guy, couldn't seem to get the team together, was taking a lot of flack and was accepting a lot of flack coming out and saying, this is my fault, I'm doing this, when it clearly wasn't.
Well, he manned up, and it all starts with Kansas City with him.
Yeah.
And he's a great quarterback. He's not a joke. He's proven himself. What Dak Prescott, well, anybody can put up numbers during the season, but when you really need the numbers is in the playoff. That's when you got to step up and make the big plays. Baker Mayfield made the big plays with the Buccaneers against the Eagles.
And here's the thing, too. You look back in history, all of those great teams that put up the big numbers, Dan Marino with the Marx Brothers was famous
Troy
for putting
Aikman.
Up huge numbers. He won Super Bowls, though. Troy Aikman won Super Bowls. But Dante Culpepper and Randy Moss in Minnesota, phenomenal offensively during the regular season and couldn't get it done in the postseason. So it's not always good to be the best offensive team in the league. And really, the St. Louis Rams, although they did win a Super Bowl with the greatest show on turf, they won one. And then they made it to the next year, and they were beaten by a young man who was fighting for a starting position at the University of Michigan and was the backup on the last Michigan championship before this year, which is why I say whoever picks up whoever's backing up J.J. McCarthy, they could have a decade of a dynasty. Lost to a young Tom Brady. But getting back to Belichick, he met with the Falcons, which is an interesting story.
Yeah, that'd be a great place for him.
What do they do, though, if the Falcons get Bill Belichick? That team is clearly he's not going to come in there and change that team overnight unless they make some big changes. So in his conversation with ownership, he's saying, when I come in, I've got to make changes, and you've got to allow me to make the changes I need to make. Do they let him make those changes?
Oh, absolutely. Arthur Blank gives him a blank check, in other words, because Belichick can make things happen in a hurry. See, I think that Kraft, the time passed him by, and they want to blame Belichick. But I don't believe it was Belichick. I believe it was the ownership in New England that quit spending money for him.
Well, here's the thing with Belichick. You can bring in guys that are, you know, on the tail end of their career, or guys that didn't have the emotional maturity on other teams and were getting in trouble on other teams. And you can bring in wide receivers that, you know, can catch a ball, and potentially, you know, that you don't have to have the best wide receivers when you have Tom Brady. When Tom Brady goes, you cannot continue to make those same moves. You've got to bring in a better quality of guys to surround your quarterback with. And I think what they thought they would do is that they would draft the next Tom Brady, and then they could just continue on their winning ways. Well, guess what, guys?
Well, Jones.
Yeah,
it didn't work.
Guess what? There is not a next Tom Brady. And if there is, he's not the guy that you're not going to know that he's the next Tom Brady.
He'll sneak up on you, just like Tom Brady did. Here's a guy that was playing behind another star quarterback.
Greasy.
That couldn't win the big one. And Greasy could never win in the NFL.
Well, he won the national championship, and Tom Brady was on that sideline. But you're right, he was not successful in the NFL. Some would argue that when he was traded to the Miami Dolphins, they gave him too much press, and he believed the press, and that was the end of Brian Greasy, because his dad wasn't a great quarterback, but he did go undefeated. So
but he was surrounded by great people.
Yeah.
And, you know, anybody in their mama, and it proved it with Earl Morrill, that anybody could quarterback the Miami Dolphins, the 72 Dolphins. That's how good they were. Their defense and the offense with Larry Zonka, Jim Kick, Mercury Morris, and then the wideouts. I mean, they're all Hall of Fame guys.
Yeah.
And how many people that you can look at today on these teams that you can say, oh, guess what? This guy's going to be a Hall of Famer. Not many.
There aren't a lot of teams that have multiple guys that are going to be in the Hall of Fame that I can think of off the top of my head. There are a lot of guys that have Hall of Fame potential. The Kansas City Chiefs, I think, are the only team that you can say have multiple guys that are going to be in the Hall of Fame. And up until this season, they had three guys that were going to be in the Hall of Fame. And they actually maybe even four or five guys on the defensive side, if you add a couple from the defensive side. But there aren't a whole lot of teams
two
like that.
Definitely
right now.
Off the offense. You got Kelce and Mahomes.
And you had Hill be a first ballot Hall of Famer too. And
well, he's with the Dolphins.
I know, but up until this season they had him. So they had three weapons that were going to be Hall of Famers, and the honey badger on defense is potentially could make it into the Hall of Fame. So they probably had a couple of guys on defense too. Speaking of Travis Kelce,
on defense, yeah.
Did you see that Jason Kelce announced to his teammates that he is retiring after the Philadelphia Eagles did not move on in the playoffs, which isn't a huge surprise.
Well, he looked around and said, "You know something? That's why he came out early. He didn't want to get his knees hurt. You know, when it didn't matter."
Yeah.
And you know, when you look at him, you go, somebody's going to get him to come out of retirement next year.
I guarantee
he's just too good. He's just too good.
He's very good, but at the same time, I don't think football's his number one priority. He seems to be a real family guy.
He loves to cut records.
Yeah. You couldn't find two completely different personality brothers on the planet. I mean,
right.
Travis Kelce's out on the town. He's dating Taylor Swift. He's making Pfizer commercials.
High profile, baby. High profile.
Yeah. You know? Jason Kelce's in one commercial, and it's only because they were like, hey, you think your brother wants to be in this commercial with you? And Travis was like, I'll ask. I'll ask. So he got his brother a little cha-ching, too. But I think it's wise.
You talk about the playoffs, Jeff. You know what really disappointed me with the Cowboys?
What?
The whole team, number one. But Dan Quinn, he choked in the Super Bowl. Now he choked on the big stage again. I mean, you talk about defense, and he's a guru of defense. They look like the worst team in the NFL. I mean, and they were supposed to be studs on defense. They didn't play like it.
Yeah, that was an embarrassing loss. Jerry Jones was not happy. When you and I talked about this matchup last week, we were discussing, I said that I thought that Dallas was going to get past Green Bay. I didn't think Green Bay had it, but you watch that game, and I don't think that Green Bay was the better physical team, the better talent team. I think that they were just the better confident
coach team.
Coach maybe, but not even that. It's they had confidence. They weren't throwing the towel in at any point, where Dallas at times looked like they felt like they deserved it and they were just going to get it. And so, you know, Green Bay.
I mean, can you imagine if you're Jerry Jones, you're 81 years old and you're sitting there watching your dreams of a Super Bowl. That's how come McCartney was there to put him in the Super Bowl. He was going to be the glue that held them in since Jimmy Johnson. It's not going to work. He's got to go.
And how fitting,
and let me tell you,
how fitting that it's Green Bay that sends him packing.
Well, just like he sent Brett Favre packing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's sometimes stuff, karma's a bitch. And when it gets you good. And that's what had happened with McCarthy. I mean, the Cowboys were not ready to play the Green Bay Packers. I mean, I would have had those guys so fired up being an ex-coach of Green Bay that they would be spitting nails. Let me tell you something. They'd have had some serious penalties on defense with me, because I'd have told them, I said, you knock his head slap off.
Yeah.
And that's what they should have done. They should have hit Jordan Love right smack in the mouth two or three times. I don't care if you get penalties. You let him know that he's in my house. Well, they didn't, and he took the Cowboys' house and made it Jordan Love's house.
He did.
And you can't
whose
do
whose house?
That, man.
Love's house.
Love's
Jerry Jones. I saw all the memes on all of the social medias. Jerry Jones. Some very funny. If you didn't see him, go check him out. But the Jerry Jones in the box throwing the papers down and then him walking out. He was clearly not a happy man. Eddie, we'll be back to talk more NFL on the other side of this break on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
That's right. We are mouthing off all over the world with Jeff Taylor and Eddie Mansfield.
Absolutely, Jeff. You know, I meant to tell you before break, and we ran out of time. The Continental Lover's in the house, and the Continental Lover will tell you, Jeff, that love turned it into the Love Shack. Jerry's World into the Love Shack, baby.
Baby, yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it, Jerry Jones. You had to sit there and eat those papers like a goat. And I'm not talking about the greatest of all time. I'm talking about a nanny goat. You look like a damn nanny goat in Dallas. And you're going to keep that coach that made you look like a nanny goat eating paper when the Love Shack was happening all down over that field and made your Cowboys look like a south end of a northbound mule? You got to get the guts to fire the guy. Fire him. Bye. Bye, bye, bye.
You know, let's discuss that for a moment. I know that's not what's on the paper here, but Jordan Love followed the same path that Aaron Rodgers followed. Not as long, but they had Brett Favre. Aaron Rodgers was drafted. He sat behind Brett Favre for a few seasons, and he came in, and bam, he was the guy. Right. Then they've got Aaron Rodgers. They draft Jordan Love. Everybody's talking about, have they given up on Aaron Rodgers? And what I said at the time and what I still feel is, no, the Packers have a theory, and they're continuing to work their theory that if they draft a guy that they feel like they can hand the reins over to, they don't have to immediately give it to them. They don't have to draft a number one overall guy. They can draft a guy later in the draft. They bring him in. They see the tools are there. They're able to think about it a little harder and say, this is the guy, and we're going to get to this in this segment. This is the guy. We don't have to listen to the pundit saying that we have to draft this guy number one overall. We can find a guy we like. He can sit behind a guy, so we're not throwing him to the wolves behind an offensive line that was terrible enough to get us the number one overall pick, and he can learn. And then when it's his time to come in, he comes in, he knows the system, he's got some experience playing with the second team in practices, and he's an NFL guy. He's not a college guy coming in and learning the NFL. Did we just watch Jordan Love becoming the guy that the Packers saw? And
oh, without a doubt. And this he's a winner. He stepped up and turned AT&T Cowboys World into the Love Shack. And he did that by knowing what he's doing, knowing the plays, knowing how to read defenses. And you don't learn that just by showing up. You learn that from either sitting on a bench and studying a whole lot of film. And then, see, I think that when Jordan Love finally got in there and he got the speed of the game, all of a sudden, once that clicked in his head, the speed of the game, because it's completely different than college, unless you play in the Southeastern Conference, and very few people actually do. So when you look at a Jordan Love, it was great that he sat behind an Aaron Rodgers. I mean, because just studying film with Aaron Rodgers, by accident, you're going to learn a whole bunch.
And look at how this played out, Eddie. Everybody was talking about the New York Jets. They got Aaron Rodgers. They've got their guy. They're going to be great.
He goes down in the third play of the season.
And the New York Jets, granted, because of an injury, they're not in the playoffs. They're drafting high again. And Green Bay, they move on from Aaron Rodgers, and bam, the first year of Jordan Love, and they've gotten past the Cowboys. I mean, it's not getting any easier next week for them. They're going to face a true test and a true team that is going to show up in the San Francisco 49ers. But we were discussing Jordan Love and them drafting in a way that seems to work very well for them. And for some reason, other teams are not taking the page from that book. They're all about the analytics now, but they're not looking at the
they don't win ball games.
No,
that doesn't win a ball game. It never has.
And they're not looking at these teams that have been doing things for decades. I mean, if you look at the Green Bay Packers, yes, they've had some down years, but any franchise in the NFL would be happy with the amount of success that the Green Bay Packers have had since the Brett Favre era into the Jordan Love era. They would be perfectly happy with that amount of success. And speaking of drafting quarterbacks in college, and this is getting my gruff a little bit, because you look at every mock draft that's out there, from the best guys on the planet to the worst guys on the planet when it comes to mocking these drafts, and everybody has Caleb Williams as the number one overall pick. And
well, I don't buy that. No.
So
I'm not buying what they're selling.
I'm not either. And here's the problem, though, that I see, is that these guys get anointed. Caleb Williams was anointed the number one overall pick in the draft last year. He's a kid. He's a junior right now. You hadn't really seen him. And we got to see him this year. And he showed us that he's not the guy. But because he's the mock draft, number one overall, they're going to blah, 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 mock draft this, mock draft that. Caleb Williams.
At L.A., he's played in at USC.
Yeah.
Lincoln Riley.
He's got,
okay.
He's got, well,
Lincoln,
all the,
how many national championships have you won, Lincoln?
I don't know. Well, he was at Nebraska before? None?
No, he was at Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Well, so if the people in Oklahoma want to kill me right now, but sorry.
that Oklahoma, he's no Barry Switzer.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, why did you... he ran from Oklahoma like he was shot out of a cannon to USC. Because he's in L.A. in La La Land, where they're like, you know, little patsy. They play patsy with you.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I love you so much, Lincoln. You're just so great. They'll tell you how great you are, and then they're stabbing you in the back the whole time. So, Lincoln, I hope you got them Benjamins and a whole bunch of them, because you're going to need it when they fire you, because that's coming. You know, Lincoln Riley, to tell you the truth, he'd be a great, great coach in the NFL, because he gets it.
Yeah.
And I just don't buy USC as a powerhouse anymore. I don't think that they can get the players they used to. And because you got too many players. I mean, why would I want to play at USC when I can play at the University of Georgia or Alabama or Ohio State or Michigan?
Because there's only one football, Eddie.
That's it. There's only one football.
So my assumption at this point is that Chicago is running from that number one overall pick.
They need to draft. Let me tell you. Here's my fix for the Chicago Bears. Draft Marvin Harrison Jr., number one. And then the ninth, they need to pick a quarterback, either a J.J. or a Bo Nix, if he's still on the board, at number nine. And trade away, you know who, they can't get anything done in Chicago.
Justin Fields.
I've never liked him as a quarterback. He's not one of my favorite. It is a reason for that. You know, all these guys are rah, 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 and the black guys. you know, like on ESPN. Oh, God forbid, you know, you want a rah-rah great white quarterback. Justin Fields. I heard one
Eddie,
of those guys.
That is that, so 1999 of you. We don't want them anymore. So somebody has to pick Caleb Williams number one overall, and I think Chicago is going to trade that pick. And if Bill Belichick is not the coach of the Atlanta Falcons, that's one team I could see Chicago flipping that number one overall pick to. But if he is to Atlanta, they're picking at eight.
Oh,
the Bears could easily drop down to eight.
You really hate the Falcons, don't you?
An even better situation is that sitting there at number three are the New England Patriots, no longer helmed by the mind of Bill Belichick. I think that you could potentially trade that pick, that number one overall pick, to New England. They take Caleb Williams. Washington, if they're me, they're trading down as well, maybe to a Tennessee because they need offensive line help, but so does Tennessee, so that's a tough one to make happen. I don't know where Washington could send that pick, but we may see both of those first two overall picks. Those two teams may not be picking there when it comes time to start picking, but the Marvin Harrison Jr.
Where's the Chargers?
They pick fifth.
Well, you know, I think Harbaugh is going to take that job.
It's looking like he's going to stay in Michigan, Eddie.
Well, he's not.
He's still working on
the Chargers because he retired from the San Diego Chargers, and he knows the Spanos very well. And they said he had a great meeting.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a West Coast guy.
Yeah.
I mean, from Stanford all the way to the 49ers. And
it sounds like his heartstrings are pulling him back to Michigan, but we'll have to see how that goes. And you're right, that changes everything.
How could you go coach for make him greater when you got the head of your Big Ten is a guy who suspended you and for doing nothing?
Honestly,
I mean, so what?
I don't know, but I think that at the end of the day, Jim Harbaugh can look at himself in the mirror and said, they tried to get rid of me and I took the national championship. So that's the one way, is you just keep doing that. You keep winning.
The reason I'm telling you he's not going back, because there's two guys that's leaving. Junior Colston, the linebacker, and he talked to Harbaugh, and J.J., the quarterback.
Yeah.
And Harbaugh, he either told them or told him that, he's good, you got my blessings.
Yeah.
And here's what you need to do. And I still think that wherever Harbaugh goes, if he goes to San Diego, I think he wants to go where he's got a good quarterback.
And he would have one in San Diego. Hey, Eddie, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World. Host Eddie Mansfield, and I'm Jeff Taylor, and we're going to talk NFL playoffs, Eddie, because they're happening again. We thought it was over after last week. No siree. We've got more games to come this week, and they are going to be fun because the time of the upset, I believe, has come to an end, and we're going to get to watch the good teams go out and play each other and win. The only question that I have about this coming week is the Chiefs versus the Bills. But let's start off with the Packers versus the 49ers. That's the late game on Saturday, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But the San Francisco 49ers are playing at home. Green Bay, they looked like a good team last week against the Cowboys, but they are running into a buzzsaw in San Francisco. What do you think, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm like you. You know, 1999 was cool for white quarterbacks, but you know, they're going into the 49ers. That's a buzzsaw.
Yes.
I mean, really. I mean, you got Mr. Irrelevant. That shows right there. This team right there proves your point, Jeff, is that you don't need a quarterback in the first round. This guy was the last guy taken in the draft. And he is the one who leading the ship with the 49ers. Now, you talk about the closest to Tom Brady, that's him.
I mean, he is a guy that could be argued is the closest to Tom Brady. He hasn't put up Brady-like numbers, but it's still very early in his career. And Brock Purdy's got a lot of football left to play if he can stay healthy. But
yeah, but Brady didn't have a Christian McCaffrey either.
A Debo Samuel.
No, he didn't have any of that.
and we're talking about the 49ers offense. I mean, their defense is ridiculous. They were really, really good coming into the season. And then somehow or another, the Washington Commanders decided that they would just start trading away all of their best defensemen. And now off the edge, they've got Chase Young, a guy that was a number two overall pick, or was he the number one overall pick not that long ago. And now they added that to that incredible defense. I mean, come on, Bosa. Man.
Yeah. I mean, you got some studs, man. What I love about the Niners is that Kyle Shanahan turns them loose. I mean, when they show up, not only do they play with class, but he turns them loose. You know, he lets the dog out. You know, you remember that song years ago?
Who let the dog out? And
it's like a throwback.
It's interesting, too, because you don't hear about them that much. I mean, we're talking about so many teams, and the 49ers are just over there. You know, the number one seed in the NFC. They're just playing the game and maybe
silent
we don't
but deadly.
Yeah, and it's going to be a fun ride, but the Packers have some momentum, so we'll see what they can do.
I don't care about momentum. When you go against the Niners,
your momentum's getting stopped.
Yes. I mean, you just ran out of gas.
They had
a lot
of momentum until they ran into the wall.
It's like a race car driver, man. You're down the stretch, you go, and you blow a tire. The Packers may show up. They'll probably make an ass of me talking about it. At Jordan Love, I mean, is he going to make Ninerville into Love Shack?
Well, I'll tell you this.
I don't think so.
What I don't see happening is I don't see Brock Purdy throwing a lot of balls to Packers And I don't see Aaron Jones walking into the end zone multiple times. So it's going to be a different game. But I mean, you know what? If the Packers get past the 49ers, a lot of betting money is going to start going towards them to go all the way, because the road to the Super Bowl goes through San Francisco on Saturday from the NFL side of the table, or the NFC side of the table. But the early game on Saturday is the bizarrely people are starting to favor these Houston Texans going into Baltimore and knocking off the Baltimore Ravens. Is it hype? Is it real? What's going to happen
there? The Texans have a real team. And I went against them last week, and they proved me wrong. Yeah. Because C.J. Stroud, you can say whatever you want about him. He's the guy out of that draft that has proven everybody wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, the stupid Carolina Panthers. I was in Carolina when they chose that midget to be a friggin' quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, and he can't even see over the center, much less back up. I mean, this guy right here, he knows the game. He's just really good. And you better look out for the Texans. You know, the Ravens are 1-3 in playoffs. And so, I mean, it's no great task for the Texans to go in there and beat the Ravens. Yeah, they don't show up with the big games.
It's an interesting dynamic going on here, because you're right. I've always thought that the quarterbacks, the you can be 6'5", you can run a 4.3 40, you can have all of the visual tools physically, but at the end of the day, you can be 6 foot and look like you are my accountant, but if you have it upstairs, that's the better quarterback every time. The guy that has it upstairs. And does CJ Stroud have it upstairs, and does Lamar Jackson not have it upstairs? I love Lamar Jackson at this point. I was a hater, I won't lie. But I believe that Lamar Jackson, I'm still leaning Baltimore in this game. I think that Lamar Jackson
That's a whole DC Baltimore for you up there.
I have no love for anything in Baltimore.
Ravens, you know something? They're overrated. I'm just telling you.
I don't know.
I mean,
man.
Now they'll probably go in and kill the Texans to make me look like a joke.
Listen, man, 2024 is coming up all Harbaugh so far. So why would we expect for 2024 to stop coming up all Harbaugh? And the Ravens over the Texans, that's my pick. But I will admit, I'm not as sold as I was a week ago. Now
them Texans look good, I'm telling you.
It's ridiculous. They went in and made Joe Flacco look like, well, Joe Flacco, and they ended that fun Cleveland run, and they ended it with a bang.
They made the Cleveland Browns look like the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, Flacco, I was you know, I picked the Browns because I wanted to see somebody from one of those markets up there, from Detroit or Cleveland, really do something.
Well, somebody
did. That's a storied franchise, the Browns.
Yeah.
But they're known for losing.
Their story is.
Baker Mayfield made it cool to be a Cleveland Brown fan again. And they shipped him off for a guy who's had 24 charges against him by women that he sexually molested them. And they gave him $230 million guaranteed. How do you do that?
I mean,
that's what I can't get over. It's like, this guy hadn't won diddly squat in the NFL. He only played 11 games for that $230 million. I mean, so the Brown fans, you need to run him out of town. I mean, because he makes your whole franchise look like bad.
Well, what they say,
Baker Mayfield. Talk about Baker Mayfield.
Well, hold on, though. What they always say is that the only guy that you can't fire is the owner. And I think that was an owner. I think that was an owner decision, not a GM or a coach decision in Cleveland, and definitely not a fan decision, because he was the face of that franchise. But let's now talk about Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield should be the comeback player of the year in the NFL.
Yeah, he's
without a shadow of a doubt.
He took an
ass whipping to the Philadelphia Eagles and spanked them.
Yeah,
there's nothing they can do about it. I mean, they came after him. Believe me, Cox and all them, they were after him all night long. But Baker Mayfield stepped it up. Baker Mayfield, you know what you can't teach, Jeff?
Brains.
Winning.
Yeah, you can't. You either have it or you don't.
You either know how to win or you don't know how to win. And Baker Mayfield has always been a winner.
Yes.
Anywhere he's gone.
If you talk to any Philadelphia Eagles fan in October of 2023, they were bragging about how incredible their defense was and how awesome these kids that they got out of Georgia were, and how nobody was going to be able to score against the Philadelphia Eagles. And I personally am not a fan of the teams in Philadelphia, but just being a prognosticator, I would have agreed with them in October. I don't know what happened up there, but that team, that defense that looked, and granted, it's the DBs. The defensive line is plenty good. They went out and got Montez
Sweat.
They're
the ones that get, they were after Baker all night long.
Yeah.
But the DBs, I mean, you let a guy turn a 22-yard catch into a 47-yard touchdown and didn't lay a hand on him. I mean, this is tackle football, folks. And all you Eagle fans out there, I don't care. And we got a lot of them. But you guys suck. And what happens when you suck, you get beat.
All right.
And they got beat. They got it handed to them, Jeff.
Yeah, Tampa Bay goes to Detroit. Are we going to see the end of the Detroit run? This is going to be a fun game.
No. Baker Mayfield, let me tell you something. This is Detroit's year.
Yeah.
And the people are going to finally, after 66 years, they saw him win a playoff game, and they hadn't been in a real NFC division game since 91. That's a long time.
Yeah.
And so now you're looking at them. Motown Madness this week is Motown Madness. And it's great for the city. It's just great for the whole region. Not only did you have Michigan win the national championship, but you actually got Detroit Lions winning.
Yeah.
That's a friggin' miracle. I mean, that's...
Well, maybe it's the year of... Maybe it's the year of Michigan, not the year of Harbaugh. But we've got one more matchup we got to talk about. We got 2 minutes to talk about it, and it's the biggest one. This should have been the AFC championship, but it didn't work out that way with seeding. And we've got Kansas City going to Buffalo to play the Buffalo Bills. Now, this last week, the game got postponed because God snowed upon Buffalo, like Buffalo didn't know what to do with it, although they figured out what to do with it because everybody was saying, move that game. Buffalo Bills Nation said no. Yeah. It was perfect because they started inviting fans to come in and clean everything up so they could actually get in there and play the game.
That.
And the fans did. I saw one guy wearing shorts and no shirt sliding down the stairs on snow. They're crazy up there. And,
yeah, only Buffalo, man.
And Kansas City has had Buffalo's number. And I believe that ends on Sunday. Buffalo is finally going to get past the Chiefs, but I'm not putting any money on it. What do you think?
No, I wouldn't either because you'll lose. I think that Mahomes and Kansas City, well, I hate to say this, but I just think that they have Andy Reid can out-coach the Bills head coach.
Yeah.
And he just can because of his experience. And he's a leader of men, Andy Reid. And that's what you need to win a championship. You must be a leader of men. And he knows how to win, Andy Reid does. And Mahomes.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. The Chiefs are on the road, and they're not really great on the road, but until the playoff, when the money is on the line, that's when Mahomes, Kelce, and all these guys show up.
All right. We'll be
all of a sudden.
We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Yes, sir. It is mouthing off all over the world with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Jeff Taylor wrapping her up, Eddie. Been fun talking NFL playoffs and coaching and a little bit of draft. But
you sure you're going to go with the Buffalo Bills?
I'm positive, man. I'm going all in on Buffalo Bills. Bills Nation, I need you to support me, because if your boys don't pull it off next week, I'm going to get made fun of. And I do not like being made fun of.
As my friend Chris Berman would say, nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. You can circle those wagons sometimes, but there's too many Indians. And the Chiefs are coming, brother. Get ready. You know, they're used to playing in cold weather, so they won't have the problem that the Dolphins had. And so when you look at Mahomes and Kelce, I'm telling you, Kelce's going to have a huge day, because they have to have a huge day for them to win.
Patrick Mahomes is a great quarterback, but Travis Kelce off that team, it becomes a problem for him, because every great quarterback needs at least one guy that can catch the football. And Travis Kelce's Patrick Mahomes' guy. But Josh Allen, I feel like he's coming to his own. He's quietly over there.
Oh, yeah, he's a great quarterback.
It's going to be a fun game to watch. I'm really looking forward to sitting down and hopefully getting some cold weather here in Florida. And
well, have a brewski. Yeah. And you talk about a brewski. Teddy Brewski was saying that Belichick is going to come back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
And Michael Irvin is trying to get Jerry Jones to hire him for the Cowboys, because he could bring that discipline to a team that has none.
Can he bring the discipline? Can he bring the discipline to Jerry Jones, though? That's the question in Dallas.
Well, see, that's why Bill Parcells left.
Yeah.
And you had the greatest coach in the world, and Bill Parcells, he could have won Super Bowls with Parcells.
Yeah.
But he couldn't keep his nose out of the damn business of the team. You're the owner. Sit your ass up there in that box and count your money and be quiet.
Who was the defensive coordinator for those teams when Parcells was in Dallas?
Well, the same boy that was the head coach. It's the same with the Giants after Belichick left. I can't remember his name.
I thought it was Belichick. Was it not Belichick? He didn't bring him with him? Anyway,
no, not the Cowboys. He was in New England.
They talk to each other, I'm sure. So,
every day.
All right, Eddie, it's time to go. Sad to say it, but tell the good folks goodbye.
Well, until next week, this is Jeff Taylor and Eddie Mansfield saying so long to the Mouthing Off Nation.